KRX, everything that rocks.
Oh, good morning.
Regulator. What was just playing? And it goes into Regulator.
Black Keys, Wild Child into Regulator.
I'd segue.
No, this show is flawlessly put together. I mean, it just flows. It just flows nice. Real good.
Black Keys to Warren G, the Plan B morning show.
Regulators. All right, nailed it. Nailed it. Anyway, yeah, actually, good morning.
If you were to karaoke something, that would be your role, right?
Yeah, that's it. I just said Regulator. That's it. Nailed
Pretty
it.
Good.
Nailed
Pretty
it.
Good.
This guy's really good. It's the Regulator guy.
It's
that guy.
He gets free drinks here.
It's amazing because all he says, Regulator. Nail it. That's all he does. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's him.
Welcome to it. It is the Plan B Morning Show, 8:39. Brock and Hunter.
Get you out of here.
I'll sign it for you. Of course, I'll sign your baby. Yeah. All right. Hey, we got to get to it. It's time for everyone's new favorite bit. That's right. It's time for Stupid Quickies.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Preview. What about that preview? What's next after plant-based meat? Scientists say insects can be turned into meat-like flavors, which could become another eco-friendly alternative to meat.
Can't wait for that Burger King insect burger.
Come on.
The Impossible Insect Burger. It's impossibly good.
Can I just eat my burger, please?
Give me a burger.
Burger. Come on.
Hang on, pals. We need you.
Savory mealworm. Maybe if I didn't know, I could muscle through it. But if you told me, oh yeah, by the way, this is mealworms, I'd be like, I don't want it.
Have you had the plant based burger?
No, because I'm a man.
I don't think I ever have. That's a quick answer.
Yeah, no. Let's see. Absolutely I have the choice not. Between delicious beef or something made of plants that you made taste like beef. And here's where I'm at. You can't tell me that all the stuff you got to add to that thing to make it taste like beef is good for me, right?
You know.
Just give me the cholesterol. That's
another question, too, if you're out there. Give me the plant-based burger. It's like you're going out. You're out there to, treat yourself.
Yeah.
But yet you're under. Oh, it's the whole thing.
Yeah, eat your salads and your kale and your insects at home. But when you go up for a break, just get a burger. I don't know. It just seems weird to me. And now we're doing insects. We're trying too hard.
Going too many levels into the burger. Just give me a burger.
Do you have a burger, sir? Burger? No, sorry, we don't. We have insects and plants.
Cow.
Wonderful.
A cow burger.
How about this? Obsessively watching the news can make you mentally and physically sick. 1 in 6 people have had severely problematic news addictions. I think there's something to that, man. I'd never watch the news. And it's not that I'm some uncultured swine, but it's all just,
To me, I laugh at it. It's such a serious show.
Yeah.
And you know what's wild? My dad used to watch it a lot.
Yeah.
And he since has not. Turned it off, and he's like, I'm done with that. I'm like, thank you, finally. Welcome to over here. Welcome to the rest of the world. It sucks you in.
If that's all you're doing
And then
every
you think
day,
it's real, and then yeah. you're like,
How about this?
I'm all for that side,
Tonight's top story is watching this show bad for your health. We'll have more on that at 6. It's like, okay, yeah,
you
got
the suit and tie on, you comb your hair to the side, and you're staring into that camera.
Yeah, I don't trust newscasters.
Listen to me.
They used to be trustworthy. Now I'm just like, you seem kind of smarmy.
Trustworthy? I mean, come on.
Maybe back in the Walter Cronkite days. Walter Cronkite. Today's top story.
It's just when it's on. It's always the same thing. Staring into the camera, that ticker going across the bottom.
Everyone's in a bad mood. I don't know. Until that funny little fluff piece at the end about a water skiing squirrel. That's all they have. That's what I like.
It's like if you took all those people and put them at a dinner table, that's the dinner table I don't want to be at.
No, that's the one that's like, God, that's a real bummer of a dinner table.
I want to be at this table over here.
This table sucks. Lastly, this is crazy, man. A Missouri school district has reinstated spanking as a punishment, and they claim people have actually thanked them for it.
Wait, say that again?
A school district in Missouri has reinstated spanking as a punishment. Whoa.
It's not going to last.
I don't think so. I know it's down in the South. They do things a little bit different south of the Mason-Dixon line, but now they're beating kids.
Wham!
Yeah.
I mean, like bare hand, like what? You got to pull the pants down in front of the class.
Yeah, right. You, hey, Timmy, get up here right now. You're
crying.
You get your spankings. Then you get that one weird kid that's
start kicking your feet. And all,
That one weird kid that's like, yeah, harder. What? No, go sit down. Go sit down. You're creeping me out, man.
He's just got that really like strong, aggressive gym teacher.
You
got the flat top haircut.
There's going to be that one teacher that like really just enjoys beating the hell out of these kids. Like, all right, we got Mr. Johnson. I understand that we reinstated the spankings, but you're being too over the top with it.
It's it's a metal yardstick. I think that's a little over the top.
What's that one scene in like Bloodsport where he's like slapping the. He's slapping the tree or something like that. It's like, what do you do? Are you trying to build up calluses on your hand? Come on now.
He's training to...
You powdering that thing up like Andre the Giant? Jesus.
Rick James.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah. Yeah, spankings. That's cool. I don't know.
Hey, that'd be interesting. I'd like to see how long it lasts.
I think you and I might have shaped up if there was spanking at school, though. Of course, I did have that one teacher, Miss Sauer. I wouldn't mind if she spanked me. She could do that.
We would have gotten spanked a lot, that's for sure.
A little spanking, maybe a little choking. We'll see what happens.
Which is weird to think about. Back in the day, that was a thing, man.
We don't need no education. That's what that song's about. That's what that song's about.
You know?
Anyway. All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Thursday. We're going to take a break. Your comedian is Jerry Seinfeld.